Paul is thanking the church at Thessalonica for being the church. And I really want to focus on one verse this morning that fits in with Laity Sunday and our being a part of the church, you being a vital part of the church. It's the fourth verse. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that He has chosen you. Another translation says, you have been elected by God. Now, we've got elections before us. Elizabeth Dole and Erskine Bowles debated on TV last night. Some of you might have seen that, as I did. We've got elections coming up in a couple of weeks. But God is saying that He has elected us. You see, the way of the church and the way of God is different from the way of the world. You know, we don't elect God. God elects us. God chooses us. God calls us to be the church. You are elected. You are called to be something special. That every person here, the moment you were conceived, every person in the world, God had a purpose for you. And the ultimate purpose of every living being is to glorify our Creator God. And we glorify by giving ourselves to Him. You know, the Scripture tells us that the church is like the body of Christ. And if we think of a physical body, then we understand, according to Scripture, that Jesus is the head, that Jesus is the brain, that Jesus is the one who determines the course of the church. We don't sit around and vote that. Our God determines that in Christ Jesus. He's the head. But if He's still going to be alive in the world today, we have got to give Him a body in the world so He can be seen and experienced. Now, at the heart of our ministry in a local church is the church council, the people that you trust to lead the church, the core leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ is the heart of the local congregation. And those people turn to Christ as the head to find the way that we are to go and the direction that we are to follow. And then it seems to me that stewardship ministries, all of those ministries in the church that deal with our money, our talents, our time, our property, our other resources are the internal organs of the church. They let us know internally if we're healthy or not. If we don't have these things in the life of the church, then we can't do the outward things. And the outward ministries of the church are kind of twofold. They're the nurturing ministries where we take care of one another, where we do the things to care for one another. And then we have the outreach ministries of the church, which are the arms and legs of the church that reach out to the world and make a difference and let the world know we're present in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is the image that Paul has painted for us in the life of the church. And our mission as a church comes not from what we determine, but comes from the head, the source, Christ Jesus. And we're told that our mission is established by the risen Lord when He told us, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. He said, be my witnesses in the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Pretty big mission, isn't it? Big job. And we do that through our nurture ministries, where we make disciples, where we teach one another what it means to live the Christian life as we serve in that capacity. And then we become a witness in our doorstep outreach. We become a witness through our missions. We preach the gospel through evangelism. And we take the good news of Jesus Christ to the whole world. This is what we do. Recently, our council adopted a vision statement for our church, that our vision is for God's grace in Christ to transform our lives individually and the church through exciting creative ministries that embodies St. Matthew's 25 challenge by faithfully serving the poor, the hungry, the naked, the imprisoned, the sick, the strangers, right here in our own community. God expects us to do something to make a difference. And we do that as if we're ministering to Christ Himself. For Jesus says, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Are we really reaching out to those people? I think we're starting. I think we're making an effort. I think some of our mission money and the money that is earned at the thrift shop is going in good directions. But we need to do more. There are hurting people within walking distance of this church who have not really heard of the love of Christ, and they certainly haven't experienced that probably in a person reaching out to them, maybe standing on their doorstep saying, we care about you and would like you to come be a part of our fellowship. Out of that grows our structure as a church that you have there, that we have divided it into three ministry circles of stewardship, outreach, nurture, that spells the acronym SON. This ministry belongs to the Son of the Father, Christ Jesus, not to us. We're privileged to be a part of that. Our Wednesday night Bible study spent months examining the many scripture references and ministries that the New Testament has entrusted to these ministries of our church. And you have a copy of this in your handout. And what we do is try to translate that into ministry teams in the life of the church that seek to address these kinds of issues in our church and in our community, because we want to make a difference in the world. That's what being in ministry together as ordained and lay people is all about. That's what this Sunday is all about, when you get a chance to express your desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ by giving of yourself in the life of the church. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, pour out your blessings upon us as we seek to respond to your word, as you call each of us to some ministry in the life of this church. We ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.